for tapes, CDs, DVDs to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2016 Thanksgiving Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Saturday evening, November the 26th, 2016. Deborah Vales is the speaker of the evening, teaching on When You Go Through the Storm.
Well, you can give the Lord a hand of praise. He definitely did that. Come on, praise the Lord. Amen. Thank God for being here tonight. You know, I keep hearing with what God has done in our nation and how He's turned things. And I know that it's because of prayer. And what I've heard all weekend is that God is rallying the church. He's rallying intercessors and warriors, and I believe that He's alerted us, and we have to stay on alert.
That's right.
And let me just say this. I know I'm supposed to sing, but one of the things that the Lord has done for us is we literally have an alert roster. The Lord told me that the intercession training that we've been doing has been like a military preparation. We are an army.
Amen.
We're an army.
And we have a leader.
Yes, we do. God is a leader, but I believe He will use the man that's in the office. But we have to get behind what God is doing and push it.
Amen.
We have to be willing to push what God wants. It's no more man's agenda. It has to be God's agenda. And so God is alerting the body to get in sync and get in line with His will. And when we can hear what God is saying and begin to pray according to the will of God, things will change even more. You see, the church, some 20, 30, 40 years ago, whenever Roe versus Wade came in, the church began to go asleep. And we allow a lot of things to come in. Over the last 8 years, the church began to compromise and the church began to turn their back. But now we see we can't do that anymore. We can't stay silent anymore, and we can't take down anymore. We have to stand no matter what. No matter what persecution will come, no matter what opposition will come, we have to stand and declare and decree the word of the Lord. Because we have laws now on the books that if they wanted to, they could come in here. If I'm preaching, for example, Romans 1 in Canada, I could go to jail. Do you know you could go to jail too? Already they tried to take pastors and say, give us your sermons and let us see what you're preaching about. But it's because we took down. And now God is saying, stand up. That's what He's saying in this. He's telling us tonight that we need to take a stand. It's time to say, if you're on the Lord's side, stand up. And if you're not on the Lord's side, then sit down. But believe me, church, I'm on the Lord's side. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Has been on the book. I know that God can turn it around. I know that God can say enough is enough. Come on here, somebody. Glory to God. We don't have to see this world go to the devil. It's time for the church to arise. It's time for us to take back what the devil stole. It's time for us to go to the enemy's camp and take it back. y'all. I can't do it tonight.
It's all right.
Let me tell you how God dealt with me. Several months into the thing, I had heard about a prayer that went on. And a group of preachers gathered around this man and they prayed for him. And I went to mumbling and grumbling. There is no way I'm not going to vote for him. What in the world is going on? But one day the Lord spoke to me and he said, Deb, and when he tells me Deb, I got to listen. He said, Deb, I listen to my servants when they pray. He said, go back to that video and watch it again. And I went back to that video and I watched the men of God and the women of God that were surrounding him. Now, the first thing in my mind is, you know, really? But God said, I listen to my servants. Do you hear what I'm saying? There's power in prayer. Come on now, there's power in prayer. So no matter what your situation is, if you get to praying, God got to move. So when the Lord told me that, I went back to the church, the ministry, and I told them what God said. And I knew then that he was going to win. Because God told me, I listened to my servants, so we began to pray. Y'all better go with me tonight. Glory to God. Now listen, what we have to do now is we have to gather around and we have to link in and we have to sink in with what God is really wanting to do. It's not just about Trump. It's about the will of God being done in the earth. It's about signs, wonders, and miracles taking place in the earth. It's about the Holy Ghost moving in the last days. Do you know we was on the brink of the Antichrist spirit? We were on the brink of a socialist government. We was on the brink of persecution. And let me tell you something. The church is not ready for it yet. We can't even get along with one another. We can't even pray for one another right. So we were not ready for Jezebel. Now, I'm going to get in trouble tonight, but it's okay. It's okay. I was sitting over there, and the Lord said, you can't preach with her. I said, what do you mean I can't preach my notes? He said, no, this is a prophetic message. They set it up. You follow me. So let me tell you about Jezebel. Jezebel wants to seduce the church. That spirit wanted to tell us to give up what we believe. Put it down. Come on over to our side. And thank God that enough of us begin to hear, wait a minute, that's not God. God did not create man to sleep with man and woman to sleep with woman. He did not create us like that. He did not create, glory to God, amen, us to go around and tolerate sin. Bisexuals and transsexuals. Now, I love everybody, but let me tell you something. Romans 1 is true, and the Bible is true, and hell is hot, and I'm not going there, and I'm not going to compromise with you, and I pray that you get the devil out of you and don't compromise either. We can't compromise. We can't be embarrassed to say, I'm a Christian. I will not marry two men. You have to declare this. I know this. I'm glad we're on tape. Do you understand? Because if you don't stand for God, you will fall for anything. We're not at this camp just to be here. I believe when I come to get a deposit. I come to get strengthened. because there's a real devil out there. Come on here, somebody. And hell is hot. Demons are real. But the angels of the Lord. The Word of God just told you about how she had angelic visitation. Don't you know that that's the book of Acts? And that's what God is wanting to do. How will we know what to do if we don't hear God? We got to hear God today.
Amen.
I heard God to come to Lake Hamilton 2 years ago. I heard God when he told me to leave Colorado and move to Arkansas. Some of you, God is transitioned, and there's more transition that needs to take place. Come on, somebody. We've got to hear God. I'm going to tell you, Arkansas is the best state to live in. So, for those of you, God bless you, that don't live in Arkansas, hallelujah, I pray God sends you here.
Amen.
Yeah. Revival is here. And it's spreading throughout America. Why? Because the church is waking up. Gone are the days of the dead body. Come on here, somebody. Gone are the days of religion and legalism and tradition. It's time for the church to be the church. We need to be in the government. We need to be in the White House. We need to be in the outhouse. Come on here. We need to be in the crack house. We need to be up on the street. Come on, somebody. We need to be able to tell the pimp, stop pimping. We need to be able to tell the prostitute, stop prostituting. Come on here, somebody. God wants to empower you to go into the dark world and pull them out and get the souls up in here. Come on, somebody. You can look at me funny, but you know, this is who I am.
You do it, girl.
Yes. Merle's been telling me, just let the Lord have his way. Just okay. I said, Lord, I'm trying to be quiet because when I get like this, people think I'm crazy and all of this here. But you don't know my story. You don't remember. No, don't know when I didn't have my mind, when I was full of depression. You don't know, glory to God, when I almost took my life and I couldn't think and I couldn't put two scriptures together. But I told the Lord, when you deliver me, I will preach your gospel. I will do what you tell me to do. I'll go where you tell me to go. I have a reason to shout tonight.
That's right.
Yeah, I have a reason. When I look back over my life, and I think things over, my soul cries out, hallelujah.
Yeah, yeah.
I thank God for saving me. When you've come through a storm, that's what I was going to talk about. There are all kinds of storms. There are tornadoes that, amen, they have winds up to 300 miles an hour. They have hurricanes. And I believe a hurricane is something like a Eurocodon wind. In the book of Acts, Paul tried to warn the people, don't go now because I believe something is going to happen. But they didn't listen to him. So they got out in the ocean, and here come an Eurocodon wind. Well, I kind of know what that's like because I've been through, amen, some storms in my life. Glory to God. But I tell you what, there's somebody that never left me, and his name is Jesus.
Yeah.
So no matter what you go through, know this tonight, God will not leave you. He will come to your rescue. I believe that's why you're here tonight, baby, because something inside of you said, if I can just get there.
Yeah.
can just get in the midst of the anointing, I know God will fix it. I've been there, Jerry. If I can just get to the house of the Lord one more time, if I can just get under the anointing, this storm will alleviate. And this is why I believe God has given us a reprieve. He said, I'm going to give them another chance. Come on, somebody. Glory to God. To get it right. I believe now the church will stand up. Yeah, we got to come together.
Amen.
Yeah, we got to come together. We have to put down our differences.
Yes. Amen.
So, no matter what storm you're in tonight, God will bring you out of it.
Yes.
If He brings you to it, He'll take you through it.
Amen.
Just like He's done for America.
Amen.
And guess what? All eyes are on us.
Yes,
and there for a minute, there was a lot of negative talk because of all the confusion and the chaos. Well, what we saw in the natural was really a replica, oh, help me, Holy Ghost, of what is taking place in the church, because there's a lot of chaos in the body of Christ.
Yes, amen.
You see some on the left, and you see some on the right, and you see some, glory to God, down in the middle that's compromising. But God is going to use the events of the world to get the church straight.
Amen. I believe that.
He knows what to do, and He knows how to do it. And let me tell you something. God doesn't make mistakes.
Amen.
Even with situations in our life. I can use my own self as an example of all the things that I've had to go through. And I know you've gone through things as well. God doesn't make mistakes.
Amen.
He orders our steps, because the Bible says the steps of the righteous are ordered by the Lord.
Amen.
And when you heed His voice, and you tell God, I will do whatever you ask me to do.
Amen.
Amen. When I began to tell God that in my 20s, when I really didn't know what I was saying, y'all, go with me. Yeah, I said, I'll do whatever. You know, we black people, oh God. You know, you get to singing it, you know, you get emotional. I found out those emotions can't carry me. But I did. I told God whatever I have to go through. Be careful what you say, though. Make sure you mean it. You know, when you find that your husband is on his deathbed, facing death, will you go with me now? Friends turn their back. Will you go with me now? When people don't understand what you're going through, will you go with me now? Come on, somebody. When God has a call on your life, will you go with me now?
Yes. Amen.
Yeah. It's not always easy for women. Well, let me say it this way. My experience has been a little different. But God has always put somebody in my path.
Yes.
To push me. Just when I want to quit. And He will do that for you.
Yes.
He'll put somebody in your pathway to let you know the way you're going is the right way. Because the Bible says, I think the scriptures talks about, this is the way. Come on, walk ye in it. When you take one step, then God will say, come on and take another one. Come on, somebody. If God had showed me the complete plan when He told me to move, Carla, I wouldn't have moved. I would have said, no. Are you crazy? Come on, somebody.
Amen.
But because we love the Lord,
yes.
When you really love God, and you're sold out,
come on.
I mean sold out. So sold out that your money ain't even yours. Oh, no. I'm telling you. Last year I was going to buy a house, and the Lord spoke to me and said, put me first. So I still was going to go get the house, and I went to the bank, and they said, we don't see enough income, you can't get the house. I went to shout, and I said, thank you, Jesus. She said, this is the first time I've ever seen somebody come in my office and shout. But it wasn't the right time. But let me tell you, a year later, just this month, I went to my landlord. I was in there. And he said, you've been here with your mission. Are you going to stay? I said, yeah, God called me here. I never sent one. He said, well, you've been in the house. He said, would you like to buy that house? See, I don't even need to go to the bank. The bank came to me. The bank came to me because I put God first. I turned my home into an apostolic center. Understand, people come that need help. God said, put me first. When you put him first, not last, not in the middle, when you put God first, glory to God, he will work everything out for you. Oh, yes, he will. So I said, yeah, I would love to buy the house. And I'm buying the house, not for me. I'm not going to live in it. I'm going to give it to the ministry.
Yes.
Yes. Oh,
praise God.
Because God give me another one.
Yes.
He said, put me first.
Yes.
Come on, somebody. When you put God first, you won't be disappointed.
Amen.
Yeah, a lot of crazy stuff happened to me last year. I have to tell you now, hey. It is what it is. This is part of the message. I'm talking about storms.
Yes.
That's the title, storms. Because I went through a storm.
Yes.
Yeah, I got married last year, and I just knew, well, God, you told me to do this. What happened? Two months. And the gentleman said, I made a mistake. I'm gone. What?
Oh.
What do you mean? Yeah, and the devil tried to kill me. Tried to kill my character.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and that's what happened. But God said, keep standing. Keep your head up. Don't go to the left, and don't you go to the right. You are my child. I brought you here. I called you. I qualified you. Don't let nobody tell you that you're not a child of God. Don't let anybody, any devil tell you that my hand is not on you. Just keep moving. Yeah, it was a storm. It was a crazy storm. A foolish storm. All of them words. Come on, somebody. We made it through it. The team survived.
Yes.
Come on, somebody.
Amen. Praise God.
Here I am over a year later, and God brought a man of God in my life. And when this happened, I said, no. I said, people are going to look at me crazy. That's what I said. I'm on camera, so glad I'm on camera tonight. Thank you, Brother Merle, because this is my deliverance. Yeah. Yeah. You all met him. He came here.
Yeah.
I told him, I said, I'm going to a camp to preach. Would you like to come? I didn't tell him it was a deliverance camp. until we were almost here. He began to ask questions like, where are we going? Well, we're going to camp meeting. Well, what kind of camp is it? I said, well, it's a deliverance camp. And then I said, this ministry. He said, no, what did you say? I said, it's deliverance. And I said, well, he in it now. He can't do nothing but come. A storm. Yeah, I went through a storm. But I watched God over this year begin to put things in place, not just a husband, but I've watched him over this year put my ministry in place. I've watched God put people in my life, glory to God, that see the anointing, but push me, but tell me the truth. And when I need correction, they correct me. Y'all don't hear me. Come on here, somebody. We need to be accountable. I'm not out here a loose cannon renegade.
Amen.
And that's why the church has to straighten up so we can know how to pray for President-elect Trump, right? Because we don't want him to be a renegade either. We don't want his cabinet to be renegade, and we don't want them to be full of the devil. We want God in position, but the church has to get right. So even when you go through a storm, you got to make yourself accountable.
Amen.
Be willing to humble yourself down. Be willing to take down.
Yes.
I say, I ain't hiding nothing. I want everything out in the open.
Come on, Mary.
The man of God came and he grabbed our family and he said, we need prayer. He's a man of prayer, for real. Now I've tested him. Everything he's told me has come out true. And I was just looking, not trying to look for a lie, but do you understand? Wait, I got to make sure. Well, I've been here, and I've been there, and I know this person, I know that person. Oh, I'm going to see. Y'all understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
And God, one by one, really said, listen, Deb, this is real. This is true. This is me. Come on, somebody. When you go through a storm, it's for a reason. There are things in your life that need to come out, but there are things that God needs to impart in the storm. That's what happened to the Hebrew boys. The three Hebrew boys, they said, we're not bowing to Baal. We're not bowing to the devil. We're not bowing down to the music. That's where we are. You don't give in to the first guy that comes along.
Come on now.
Yeah.
You don't give yourself away. Come on, somebody. I know there's single women in here. Single men, maybe. You don't give in to the first Jezebel that comes.
Hopefully not the second one.
Second or third or fourth. Oh, somebody, it's real. You see, because the devil is after your anointing. And that's what God showed me even last year. It was the anointing that he was after. The devil was after the anointing of God. What God was wanting to do, the enemy wanted to destroy. But thanks be to God, because one thing I did do, I prayed and stayed on my knees and did everything God told me to do. And the reason why the gentleman had to leave, because I preached on has America become modern day Sodom, wasn't trying to point the finger, just preached the word, and it exposed the devil, and he couldn't stay, he had to go. Just be real. Don't compromise your faith for nobody. Don't take down for anybody. Not even your mom, your dad, your sister, your brother. Glory to God. Stand for the truth. Come through your storm. Be like the Hebrew boys. When they heard the music, it wasn't God. It wasn't anointed. The Spirit of the Lord didn't move them. So they stood. They did not bow. And it made the devil mad. When you refuse to bow, the enemy will get upset. When you stake your land, your territory, where God has placed you, and you begin to pray, you But you have to stake your claim. Don't bow down. And when they were threatened, the king said, all right, I'm going to give you one more chance. And you hear the sound. Bow down. He said, no, man. No, homie. No, we don't play that. Not today. Come on, somebody. I believe they were Shadrach, Meshach. Okay, a bad Negro. Afro and everything. No, homie, we don't play. No, man. No, today. Come on, somebody. So they got bound and they got ready and said, look, if we die, we die. But we ain't bound. That's how we gotta be today. That's how I gotta stand right now. No, homie, I'm not bowing. No, I'm gonna preach the gospel.
Amen.
I ain't gonna flinch. I may have to pray a lot inside, but I ain't gonna flinch. So they bound them, turned the furnace up 7 times hotter, but it was just right for them. 7 is completion. 7 means they're getting ready to get matured. 7 is perfection. But for those devils that had their hand on the men of God, when they threw their brothers in the fire got them. Come on, somebody. You don't even have to worry about your enemies. Because when they touch you, God will touch them. That's why I don't worry about people that talk and scandalize and all this stuff here. God said, I'll take care of it. You keep going. Don't worry about it. You shake it off. Come on, shake it off. Amen. It may bother you for a minute.
That's right.
Come on, but you don't stay in it. Sister, God's bringing you out of Lodabar. He's bringing you up.
Amen.
Bringing you up. Bringing you out. Freeing your mind. Glory to God. He's unlocking some things for you because God has greatness for you.
Amen.
So when they got in the furnace, that was their storm. Jesus said, hey, boy, man. Took y'all so long to get over here. I've been calling you up to prayer. Sit down. For real. Yeah, he had an audience with them. In the furnace. Now, they went in there bound. They had issues. Yeah, they had issues. They probably had some bad attitude issues. They may not have had a good prayer life. They might not have been fasting right. They did fast some, but they needed to get it together. So God had to bind them and sit them down. That's what he has to do with us sometimes. That's why he throws us in the fire.
Amen.
That's why things come at us. Trials come to make you strong. Trouble comes. Come on. Amen. Trouble comes, perilous times come to make you, not break you.
Good word, sis.
Amen.
Every storm that's come my way, as I look back on it, I see why. I don't like it at the time. It don't feel good. But it's for my making. So they got in the fire. But while they were in the fire, the king was troubled. Because first of all, he knew he had touched those young men and he had no business doing it. So he couldn't sleep. So he said, let me go down there. Now that was a miracle because he got close to the furnace. He didn't get burnt up. But he looked in there and he said, wait a minute. How many did we throw in there? They said, you threw 3 in there. No. No, it's 4. Come on, somebody, it's 4. And he recognizes, son of man, son of God, who is that in that fire? It was Jesus, I believe. Jesus was in that fire. And that lets us know tonight that when you're in the fire, Jesus is in the fire with you. You're not by yourself. So every time the devil tells you you're by yourself, you ain't got nobody, oh my God, don't nobody love you, and that pity spirit gets on you, you need to tell the devil, get behind me, I got Jesus, I got the Father, I got the Holy Ghost, and I leave that four of us, get away from me. So he said, y'all got to let them boys out of there. They open up the fire. They open up the door. They come walking out. They went in one way. They came out another. They came out free. All the stuff that they needed to get rid of, they left it in the fire. When you get in God's presence, when you get before Him, there are things that God wants to do, just you and Him. And we have to learn to let Him take the stuff that needs to come out.
Yes.
You, some of us walk around with sludge all the time. And you know what? If we could hear you in the spirit, we just hear, oh. All this stuff, oh, just rolling around. Why? You keep carrying it. Dr. Deborah knew what I'm talking about. I bet she done heard some bellies like, hey, what's up in there? Huh? Yeah. But they left that mess back there. And the Bible said, I believe, they came out, they didn't even smell like smoke. They wasn't singed. Their hair was fine. Their clothes were, that's a miracle in itself. Huh? Then the tormentors, they got thrown in the fire. Your enemies will be defeated.
Amen.
Come on. Yeah, your enemies will be defeated. Yeah. When you go through a storm, just go through it. Ride the crest of the wave. It's like what was it, Mordecai? And it was Haman. And I think Haman hated Mordecai, so he built them gallows, and the gallows was up over the city where everybody could see the gallows. The devil do that, he'll put some gallows up because he wants you swinging. Okay, yeah, I'm almost finished. Yeah, the gallows, because he meant for everybody to see that he was supposed to be in charge. That's what happened in the election. Because I believe, you know. Homegirl. She had her acceptance speech ready. She was ready to go. They were shouting the victory. And it was so devastating, you couldn't even come out.
They were dancing in the air.
Okay, well, they were dancing, but the dance stopped. The music went. Oh, have mercy. I ain't know they were dancing on the airplane. All I know is about 12 o'clock or whatever it was, they told the people, go home. It was God. Yeah. And just as God took the Hebrew boys out, and amen, even Haman, you know, the gallows was up there, glory to God, and even the election, it was all up there in lights. Yeah. But the lights went dim because God is God. Yeah. And He always will be God. Give God praise for what He's doing.
Yeah.
And you know, I had one person. There's only one person saying, "Why did you vote like that?" God told me, "I ain't going against God." I said, "Look, you vote for who you want to vote for. I'ma vote for who I know God telling me to vote for. Come on, somebody."
Yeah.
That's why we have to take a stand.
Yes.
And whatever storm you're in, I come to tell you tonight, God is going to deliver you.
Amen.
You have to allow Him to do it.
Amen.
And let me say this. The prophetic voice has to go forth.
Amen. Yes.
We need more prophets in the land.
Yes.
We need men and women of God that will not be afraid to get to the president to tell him what thus saith the Lord.
Yes.
We have been silent for too long. We need real men and women of God to stand up and declare the works of the Lord. God is restoring apostolic ministry. He's restoring apostles and prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come into the unity of the faith. That's the only way we're going to come into the unity of the faith. God has to bring back His government.
Amen. Yes.
Come on.
Amen.
He wants order in the body of Christ.
Amen.
And we've been in disarray for too long.
Amen.
We fight. We fuss. We don't want a fellowship. Come on, somebody. We don't want the racial divide. Amen. Don't you know the devil even tried to bring that back?
Yeah.
I begin to see it. I said, wait a minute. Hold up now. I had to talk to some of the team members. I said, wait a minute now. You better not grab that racial stuff.
Amen.
Come on, somebody. God has brought us too far. We are no longer under the slave law. That's a demon, and that's a curse, and the curse has been broken. I had to remind them, we pray to break that thing. What you trying to do? That's exactly right. Have people swinging and all this. So no, ain't nobody swinging. Ain't going to be nobody hung. Ain't going to be no lynching. Y'all better talk to me right now, because the devil wants to bring it back. Yes. Yes. That is not going to happen. I'm here because God sent me. It ain't got nothing to do with my color. We got to pull this mess down. We got to come together. It's one body. One body. Doesn't matter where I go. It's one body. God will use me like He uses you. And God uses me to go throughout this country, and sometimes it's all white, sometimes it's all black. But I know God wants to pull that thing all the way down.
Amen.
I was in Tennessee. Was it Tennessee? Where was I? I've been so many places I can't remember. But anyway, I was in Texas. And I shared a room with three sisters. And I was in the bathroom. And the Lord spoke to me. He said, how old are you? And the Lord, you know how old I am. I did. He said, how old are you? Y'all want to know how old I am? I'm 50-something. I'm 54 years old. I said, I'm 54. He said, 54 years ago, you wouldn't be sitting in this room right now.
Amen.
I didn't say anything to anybody. But the next day, one of the sisters said, you know, God done brought us a long ways.
Yeah.
I said, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
And she said the same thing God told me.
Mm-hmm.
I said, thanks be to God.
Yes.
I was in the room with three white sisters. And I didn't have no problem. Hey, it was four of us. We slept in the room. I slept in the bed with my sister. And no funny stuff. Come on here, somebody. That's my sister. Hey, keep it real. But God showed me something. He said, Deb, I'm using you. Everywhere you go, that thing got to be broke down. It's a storm. It has to come down.
Amen.
Come on, somebody. We got to love each other.
Yes.
We got to pray for each other.
Yes.
We have to labor for one another. That's a storm. Come on, somebody. But God is going to get the victory.
Amen.
Now that I have...
Thank you,
Jesus. Okay. I got to give you this prophetic word. Realize tonight, God is with you.
Amen.
He will not leave you. Okay? He will not leave you comfortless. The Holy Ghost is here.
Yes.
He's the agent in the earth. And I believe God wants the Holy Ghost to do his job now.
Amen.
We've heard of miracles, we've heard of revivals and all this stuff, and all that's good. But this is a new day and a new hour, and I really believe that God wants to prove himself before he comes back, before the Lord comes. Yeah. Even in the government, the one world order and all these people do not have to take over.
Right.
The Illuminati and all this stuff, you know, sometimes, you know, I used to be where I wouldn't even say Illuminati. I did. I was like, oh, no. You know, when I first began to learn about it, my daughter and them, they told me a bunch of stuff. I said, what? Well, come on, y'all. No, Mom, this is real. I said, well, what you talking about? Well, shh. Phone might be tapped. Be quiet. I'm serious. And then the Lord began to do it. He said, yeah, it's a real devil. It's real. Been in force for a long time. You know, you got stars involved and people that got killed and lost their lives. That's why the church got to wake up. Who's greater? We can't let the enemy do this no more. We can't let him wreak havoc over our world.
That's right.
Oh, somebody here, we fight principalities and powers and rulers of darkness of this world. Real principalities. Don't take on a fight that's not yours. Don't do that because you'll get in trouble. Spiritual warfare is real. Wish I had time to talk about that tonight. But one thing I am learning with the Illuminati and all this stuff here, I will not take a fight on that God didn't tell me to take one on. I may know about the fight, and I learned some things today. And I was sitting there, oh, la, la, shana, la, la. Praying my prayer call. Come on, somebody. I'm not going to take a fight on that I'm not directly supposed to take on, but I'll help you pray. Come on. Come on. We all need to do our job. And when it is time to stand up, we can't be afraid. Because I really believe that the real men and women of God will be challenged at some point. It's coming. It will even come to Lake Hamilton. Somebody's going to come in that door and they're going to say, who's that preaching and what are they preaching? It will happen one day. We will have to stand for our faith.
Amen.
So if we can't stand now, you won't stand then. We don't have to be afraid. That's what I'm saying. I'm not afraid of the enemy because God is greater. The Bible says greater is he that's in me than he that is in the world. So all these systems that have been set up, now the church needs to take note and say, wait a minute, it's time for us to grab our army and it's time for us to go forth and take back what the devil stole. Because it should have never been Illuminati to begin with. Shouldn't have never come to being. But it's here, and we got to fight. So I'm going to end with this word the Lord gave, and he told me to share this prophetic word. And then we're going to pray. I had read a scripture. I would have read Mark 4:35-41. Okay. That would have been my scripture. This is the word from the Lord. The Lord says, the time has come to push past the thing that has held you down. You see, I had to do that. I had to push past all those obstacles, hindrances, and things that would keep you from your potential. You have to push past it. It is time to move forward in my word and allow me to take you further so that my will may be done in your life. Stop looking behind at all that has kept you from your potential. When things from the past come to your mind, take these thoughts into captivity. Do not allow the enemy to keep you in bondage in the recesses of your mind. But allow my word to go to these areas and bring deliverance and healing.
Yes. Amen.
Understand that your thoughts can determine your state of mind. Mm-hmm. Bring down every imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. I have come to bring freedom to your minds. Set your affections on things above, not on things of the earth. As you submit to me, I will help you when your thoughts attempt or try to put you in a low place. Give them to me, says the Lord, for I stand ready to help you in trouble. I am a present help in a time of need and trouble. Roll your works on me, says the Lord, and I will establish your thoughts. I am near to help you. Call on me and know that I am God. Lay down your cares at my feet, for I do care for you, says the Lord. Stand to your feet if you will. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, we thank you tonight for your word. We thank you for every storm that may come our way. We know, God, that if you allow it to come, you will give us the endurance to stand it. Thank you for hailstorms, thunderstorms, ice storms, tornadoes, lightning storms, floods and hurricanes. We even thank you for secret storms. We thank you, God, that no matter what comes our way, you will help us through it. I ask you to minister to your people tonight.
Yes.
Father, we thank you for what you're doing for the nation. We thank you, God, that the body of Christ is taking its rightful place in the earth. We thank you that the kingdom of God will advance in this hour through your men and women of God. We thank you for the unity that's coming in the body of Christ. We thank you for the camaraderie, and we thank you, Father God, for the fellowship, and we thank you, God, for the prayer that will cross racial divides. We thank you that you're pulling down all of these walls and all of the things that has kept the body of Christ divided. We thank you, God, for the alertness in the spirit realm. We thank you, Father God, for opening up our spiritual eyes and our spiritual ears to hear what you're saying and to see you, Father, through dreams and visions, because you said in your word, dear Lord, that in the last days you would pour out your spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters would prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams. Your young men will see visions. And on the handmaids and servants, you said that you would pour out your spirit. And God, the prophetic word, the preached word would go forth. Now, Father, everyone that's here, I know you have your hand on their lives. And I ask you, dear Lord, to minister to everyone. Father, as we've come for deliverance, we've come for healing, we've come for cleansing, we've come for clarity, we've come, God, that you would speak to us. I pray, God, that when we leave here, we will leave another way. We will leave upbuilding. We will leave refreshed. We will leave, God, with a new fervor. We will leave with new vision. We will leave, God, knowing that you are with us and knowing that you will not leave us or forsake us. We thank you, Father God, for what you're doing. I thank you for this campground. I thank you for the visionary. I ask you, dear Lord, to minister to him even more and his companion. I ask you, dear Lord, to pour into them, God, oh God, wisdom, knowledge, direction, understanding. understanding according to your word. I thank you, Father God, that everyone that will grace this pulpit will do it under the unction of the Holy Ghost. I thank you, dear Lord, that you will continually speak to him to tell him exactly what to do, how to do, when to do, where to do, how much to do, when to pull back, when to go forward. I thank you, God, that you are refreshing him even in his body in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you for the angels of the Lord that are encamped around about him and his precious wife and all that is dear to him. I thank you, Father God, that the angels, the warriors that are fighting for him will continue to do the work. Oh God, keep him, oh God, in your bosom. Keep him close to you, Father. And Lord, as he draws near to you, Father, do not disappoint him. Every prayer that's on his heart, I pray, dear Lord, that you answer and meet every need in the mighty name of Jesus. For God, he is a catalyst in this season. He's a changer for this world. He's changing, oh God, things here. And we thank you for the change. We thank you, God, for the deposit. We thank you for the power of the Holy Ghost that's resident in his bosom. Father, continue to use him in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, all the team that's here, help them to continue to rally with him, to hold up his arms, to pray for him. Oh God, to encourage him, to pour in, oh God. You bless them as well. In the mighty name of Jesus, we come against the enemy that would attack the workers here. In the name of Jesus, every one of them, God, I want you to touch them and minister to them. And oh God, keep your hand on them. In the name of Jesus, we speak healing, we speak resurrection life to them in the mighty name of Jesus. And every attack that would come their way, I pray, dear Lord, before it gets to them, let it fall to the ground in the mighty name of Jesus. Every witch that's been assigned to curse this place, we send them back to the pit of hell right now. We close the eye of the medium right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Every wicked word that's coming against this work, we put it down now in the mighty name of Jesus. We take authority over it right now in Jesus' mighty name. We thank you, God, that your will be done. We thank you, God, that your word will go forth. We thank you, God, that souls and lives will continue to be saved, delivered, and set free by the power of the Holy Ghost. In the mighty name of Jesus, we even thank you, God, for signs, wonders, and miracles that will be wrought in this place. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for every speaker that you allow to come. The team, God, I thank you for the prayer team. I lift every one of them up. Listen, can I just do this? All of you that pray, the prayer warriors, come up here real quick. Come. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Merle, will you come? Hallelujah. And just want you to stand and help me pray. Because we go through a lot, even when we're not here. Even when I'm not here, and I don't get to talk to you all when I'm not, you know, here at the camp, but I pray for you, and I know that it's a battle, it's a warfare, and we're constantly in warfare, but God is going to strengthen us even the more, and we're linked in, and I'm so honored to be able to pray with every one of you. Brother, can I tell you, glory to God, I really appreciate the word you shared, but God is really about to do some great things for you, brother. And I see such greatness. I see the Lord ministering to you in such a way, and the wisdom that you have. There's others that really, really need it. There are men of God, even in our area, that need to hear what you got to say. And it's my prayer that even through what God is doing with us, that God will open up some new doors to send you into some of those areas in our area. Amen. To speak the word of the Lord, to bust down that Mason demon, because it's still rooted, but I know God is going to unroot it. I know God is going to work a miracle, and God is going to use you in a greater dimension in these last days. day. So, Father, I thank you for my brother, and I ask you to strengthen him and touch him and keep him and his wife in the mighty name of Jesus. And every attack that comes his way, I pray, God, you will abort it in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for the anointing that lies in his belly in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you for my dear brother. Father, strengthen him. Oh, God, he's a powerful warrior. And I thank you for him. I thank you for his witness, his testimony. I thank you that he's a strength to his grandmother. I thank you, Father God, he's a catalyst for his generation. Now you touch him and bless him and minister to him even the more in Jesus' name and keep him up on the wall. And God, in times of a little bit of pressure and hardness, Father, give him to endure. Because God, he's young and he's strong and he's able to bear it up, because that's what the young ones do. So you bear him up. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you for my sister Carla. Carla, you're going all over the world, and so many people, I constantly hear people that bring your name up, because you really are a voice on internet radio all over. And my God, this word is going so far. God is pleased with you. He's pleased with what you do. Amen. Even what you're going through right now, God is going to just strengthen you and undergird you even the more. And I thank you, Father, for my sister. I thank you, Father God, for what you're doing for her. I thank you for the doors that you're opening, God, on internet and all over the world. Father, just keep her, strengthen her, and I see God even bracing you up in your back. I know you said you have a steel thing there, whatever that is, the rod in your back, but the Holy Ghost is bracing you up, my God. And you set your face as a flint and keep going on in Jesus' mighty name. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. My God, you're a matriarch. Yeah, you are precious.
Yes.
And you have inspired me.
Yes.
And it has pushed me to a place of prayer. And I thank God for you, Jerry. I thank God for you standing tall. And all weekend you have just sounded an alarm. And it did something to me tonight. It just stirred me up again. But I thank God for you. Praise the Lord. And Father, strengthen Jerry. I thank you, God, that you're giving her eagle eyes to see in the spirit, that she's giving clarity, God, not only just in the natural, and you're clearing that up, but also in the spirit. And she's going to hear you even more, Father God. And these days are her best days. Father God, she's still got a long way to go, and she's got many more miles to travel. Now you strengthen her, keep her strong, keep her up, God, keep her alert, Father God, keep her watching, and Lord, those that are called to pray for her, help them, God, to brace up, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, and I thank you, and I praise you, she's a foot soldier, but she's a mighty one, and we thank you for her. Bless her even the more, in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You know what, baby? Luke was a physician.
Yeah.
And he was on Paul's team.
Yeah.
And he tended to Paul. He took care of him. And that's what you are to us. I received what you said, what you told me, and I ain't going to say nothing. Somebody else may say it, but I ain't going to say it. I gave my word, so I'm not going to say it, but I'm going to do it. Because I want to be totally healed. And I receive that, praise the Lord, and I pray strength for you. I pray that any settlement you need, any questions, that God will answer your questions, that he will just continue to give you wisdom to minister into the men and women of God's lives, and that where you are, this is a good time, a good season for you. God has much for you, baby, and you just be encouraged and stay encouraged and continue to listen and be sensitive to the Holy Ghost. And I know this, sometimes you have to speak some things of strength, and sometimes folk don't want to hear it. Continue to speak it.
Right.
Don't flinch. Don't flinch. You say it, and you do it in love, and keep moving. Because you're going to see the fruit of it, my God, and the men and women of God that will be ministered to because of what you have. So what you've been through just prepared you for where you are now. Continue to go on. And Father, I thank you for my sister. You strengthen her, Father God, and keep her. She's a Deborah, oh God, and there's a powerful anointing on her life. And Father, we thank you for this anointing. Thank you for this doctor. Thank you. Father God, that as she speaks word, she speaks life, and even when she has to give little whatever it is she got to do, Father, give her how to do it. And God's getting ready to give you some formulas. And if he hasn't already, he giving you some real formulas that's going to heal. And that's why he can't say it, I understand. But we want to be healed. We don't want symptoms treated. Come on, somebody. We talked about those strongholds. We want to be healed and made whole. But God's going to give it to you. And he's going to work in your life in a wonderful, wonderful way. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Give the Lord hand praise tonight. Amen. I love you all. Praise the Lord. Pray for us. We're going on in Jesus' name. I'm giving it over to Brother Merle. I love you.
Could we have
members
sing for us?
Sure. Oh, I love that. If she's willing.
Do you have enough in you left to sing?
If she's willing. I love that. We'll
keep that song in there after all.
Yeah,
I'm good.
For his eye is on And I know God watches over me. Hallelujah. I'm so glad tonight that God watches over you and he watches over me. Should we dismiss in prayer? Okay, can we stand to our feet tonight? Amen. Father, we just thank you. We love you. And God, as we leave this place tonight, we ask that you just go with us. Thank you for the anointing and your presence. Continue to minister all through the night and bring us back in the morning. In Jesus' name, and see Brother Merle home safely, Father. Put angels about the plane and all in the plane. Minister, Father God, and let him find everything well when he reaches his destination. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you.
Is the camera on? It's still on, yes.
I want you to agree, y'all agree with me. We want to pray for Merrill's wife, Barbara. She has been in a lot of pain. Today she was pain-free. Our prayer team prayed for her. But pray for her every day. Break the power of pain. But let's all agree there's a power in agreement. Father, we lift Barbara before your throne, and we thank you for this godly lady. Father, we thank you for Merrill. We thank you for this marriage. We thank you for their friendship, the unity in their home. And Lord, we agree. We come against the spirit of pain, vexation, hurt, grief, sadness, sorrow, idolatry. We break the power of pain over her life in Jesus' name. We tear down that stronghold that is tormenting her. That stronghold of pain, we tear it down in the name of Jesus. We cast down every imagination, every high and lofty thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. And we take captive every thought to the obedience of Christ. And Lord, we loose your ministering angels to protect her, to watch over her, to encourage her. We break the power of fear over her life in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.